This is Geek News Central. My name is Todd Cochran, coming to you from FEMA Region 5 in the new media production studio designed by Audimute.com in Coldwater, Michigan. The stories that lead the show tonight are Stop Google Maps Tracking Now, How to Erase Your Facebook Posting History, and can you believe it? Windows 95 is 25 years old. And along with that, Tim Cook has now led Apple for more than 9 years. I want to welcome you to episode 1470 of the Geek News Central podcast for Monday, August 24th. This show is sponsored in part by GoDaddy.com and listeners just like you. Great deals from GoDaddy can be found at geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy. You, as a listener of this show, can support this show today as well at geeknewscentral.com/insider. Want to give a warm, warm welcome to all the new listeners of the show. Thanks for being here. Thanks for checking the show up for the very first time. Make sure you get over to the website, get subscribed to the show. You can do that via the sidebar and include to sign up for the newsletter. So that way you'll never miss a single episode. I send an email directly after the show so that you know that the show's out. Number two, you have a historical record of everything that was in the podcast. Of course, all this information is available at geeknewscentral.com. You can join our Mastodon chat server at geeknews.chat or Discord channel that's linked in the show notes. If you want to be part of our Skype family, just send me an email. My email address is real simple. It's an easy way to stay connected to the show. It's geeknews@gmail.com. Or, of course, you can follow me on Twitter @geeknews. Of course, you can follow me here on Facebook as well. Partner shows are all linked at geeknewscentral.com. It includes shows like The New Media Show, GNC Week in Review, The Gadget Professor, and of course, all this would not be possible without our good friends at GoDaddy.com. You can save big money, big money, and getting your online presence started just by going over to geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy. To save on all the deals I've got available for you, whether it be a 30% discount code, whether it be $4.99, whether it be a dollar a month economy hosting or a dollar a month managed WordPress hosting for the first year, which includes a free domain, you can save big money by using my GoDaddy promo codes. Again, at geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy. Get over there and use those codes. Click on them, lock them in, copy and paste them, use them at checkout. Of course, if you're a business owner, you can get a free trial of GoDaddy Website Builder, your choice of personal, business, or business plus plans. Again, that's a one-month trial on that one. Again, all these codes are available at geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy. Well, I thank GoDaddy for being a longtime sponsor here. Your utilization of these codes support this show, allow me to continue to pay rent and do the things we do here. I want to thank GoDaddy for their ongoing support of this podcast and all of you for your ongoing support of the sponsor as well. All right, so what's going on here? I'll be honest with you. I don't like to complain, but holy crap, my butt's dragging. Absolutely dragging. But tonight, of course, the show must go on, so a little bit of Red Bull enhancement today. And so the team has been busy and coming up with some new conspiracies. So tonight, conspiracies are led by Andrew, who's one of our writers at Geek News Central. And he said, hey, I just discovered there's a jet fuel hoax conspiracy theory in that the airplanes fly on compressed air. The jet engine is a free energy machine. Oh, people think that's the case? People think it's impossible for the wings to hold any liquid fuel, but 64,000 pounds is ridiculous to comprehend. People say, look how thin the wings are, because they're designed for aerodynamics, not holding liquid fuel. Look at the size of the tanks inside a fuel tanker compared to an airplane wings. Don't you see a problem here? So depends on the jet fuel, but most jet fuel weighs about 6.8 pounds per gallon. Has a little bit difference depending on the temperature. Yes, temperature makes a difference because you know that, okay, so if you can take an airplane when it's very cold in the morning, right, cool, nice cool airplane, sun's just coming up, and you fill the tanks to the max. We call that bagging it out. You bag them out to she's basically full to the gills. And then let that airplane sit there. Now, that's typically not a good thing either, have an airplane sitting too long full of gas. But let that airplane sit there through the day as those wings heat up. There's vents on the end of the wings, and all of a sudden, you'll start to see a dribble of fuel coming out because that gas is expanding and has no place to go but except the vents. And yes, every airplane has a vent, believe it or not. They have a vent where fuel can expand and escape from and dribble onto the ground. Airplanes also have a pipe that if you switch it on at the wrong time, you'll pump the fuel right out on the tarmac. There's supposed to be safety precautions not allowing you to do that. But yes, you can pump the fuel out of airplanes too. Why would you do that? Well, dumping fuel, if you've ever heard that, sometimes airplanes have to dump fuel to get down on weight. But anyway, yes, some idiot thinks that and by the way, airplanes do fly on compressed air in a sense. I would, those of you that don't get the joke can definitely do a little bit of a Googling, maybe on YouTube, of the dynamics of a jet engine. Now, the next conspiracy that Andrew came up with, did you know that Finland doesn't exist? And there's a lot of people that don't think Finland actually exists. And I'll have the link up in the show notes on this one. And I'll put the links to everything that has a link for conspiracy theories in the show notes at the end of the show. And there are 8 Russian urban legends and conspiracy theories that are still alive and well. I'm not going to go into all those. But anyway, there's 3 for you for tonight to kind of hang your hat on. But the one that's pretty funny about jet engines, airplanes not flying on fuel. Believe me, if it was possible, the airlines would sign up for that. And the cost of airplanes would make a lot of money. Airlines would make a ton of money if there was not a need to fuel an airplane. But of course, those big fuel trucks or those pipes that they hook up the airplane, they're just pushing air into the wings, right? Oh my gosh. So anyway, 64,000 pounds, by the way. Every airplane's a little bit different. But 64,000 pounds is really, to some airplanes, not a lot of fuel. Oh my gosh, just cracks me up, some of the stuff people come up with. Oh, and good luck in paying for that fuel too on a credit card. All right, so let me go ahead and look at my show notes here, or my prep page. So I have gotten a number of folks to send me DVDs. Thank you so much. I've been playing around with PlayOn.tv as well. For those of you that don't know what that is, it's a service where you can go to Netflix or you can go to Amazon, and it will actually record in real time stuff that is basically on Netflix and Amazon and a variety of other services. And you can queue it. So right now I have 196 a combination of series, combination of movies, queued, and basically it's running on this computer, and it will take about, well, it's 24 hours a day. So most movies are 2 hours and some stuff's 1 hour. So I've got at least 196 hours queued up to record. So, which is kind of cool. Hit some of the Star Trek series and some of that stuff that's always good fallback to be able to watch at some point. But this week, man, meaning week from hell in front of me. It's bad. I actually things were filling up so fast. This morning it was looking good, but it just bam, 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 bam. It hit me like 20 meetings in like 3 hours. So I actually forced some block time where I just basically blocked out time where I could actually work and not being in a meetings. I'm going to start having to do that for weeks forward, or I'm just never going to get anything done besides meetings. And plus I got to do follow up for all the meetings, and you know, I owe responses, and you know, so it's good. And plus business is good. I'm doing training and that type of stuff. So it's not just always just like boring meetings. It's a meeting with customers, helping them get started, that type of stuff. But yeah, I'm forcing blocked off time now into my schedule. I've never really had to do that before, but I'm doing that now, and also trying to leave myself 45 minutes for lunch, which sometimes before I never got a lunch. So yeah, forcing a lunch schedule and not breaking that time out is the best, because people will, and my team members just book me up. That's what they do. If they see an open slot, they take it. Okay, I think that's it. One last thing. The folks that did the material design for this room that actually did, and my other rooms, did my actual artwork design and came up with the layout. I've commissioned them to make me some new monitor screens. I got to send stuff over to them yet. So, you know, we've had the same screens for years. Today I've got the Podcast Academy Hall of Fame image up behind me on the two monitors. So I'm going to have, I think, three. I budgeted to have three made, three different types of screens. I'm letting them be completely creative. But if you want to make a contribution to the show, and 99% of the artwork that has been done for the show has been done by Sam out in Albuquerque, New Mexico. And if some of you have any artistic, you know, if you're artistic at all and want to make some cool images for me, the two screens behind me are 16x9, 1920x1080. And all you got to do is make two images and, you know, make them look like they're going to seam together and submit those to me. And if what you submit to me looks acceptable, I'll put it up on the show and I'll run it in rotation. So always looking for artwork for the back. I've thought about doing some stuff for promoting different folks or people. So if you've got an idea on that too, let me know how I can use those screens in the back for the common good. All right. I've talked quite a bit here at the beginning of the show. We got a lot of stuff to get into today as well. And anyway, thanks for being part of the family here. Those of you that are watching, make sure you say hello. Hey, Bob. Hi, Toby. So you guys gave thumb ups in the chat room already. But let's go ahead and get into the meat of what I've got to talk about today. First and foremost is how to stop Google Maps from storing your location. It's an amazing service that we're lucky to have, you know, but sometimes people want to stop Google from storing their location data. The fact that Google Maps collects so much personal information makes many people nervous. And you want to get control of your data, well, this article's got you covered. There are a few different ways to do that. And there's things as incognito mode that you can go into, different things that you can do to shut off. In incognito mode, you can still use Google Maps, but it's just not tracking where you're at, and or save browse history, that type of stuff. You can also just delete specific location data from your timeline. You can actually kill segments of your timeline and delete a day or delete hours or something to that effect. You can bulk delete of data. You can basically say delete all location history and remove all of it. You can delete a location history range. You can automatically delete location history. You can set it up to automatically delete it on a schedule. So there's a bunch of settings you can do here. And remember, when you turn location data off, this turns it off for all the apps as well. And you'll have to, if you know, to use some stuff, you're going to have to turn location data back on. Or you can also remember to turn off history. Turn off your location history. And if you have more than one Gmail account, be aware of that as well. And again, this auto delete of history that is a certain time period, you can do that. I think this is good to go in and clean up some of this data from time to time. And there's a lot of things that they do with this data. So how does it know you're only 11 minutes away from work? How does it know you're only 12 minutes from home? All these different things that the app collects and then comes up with a prediction for is based upon your location data history. So anyway, that's one of the articles tonight about cleaning up your privacy information. Now, if you've got a teenager or a young adult in your home that have been making Facebook posts that make you cringe, or maybe you've made some Facebook posts that'll make you cringe, and remember, Facebook's been around a long time already in internet years, and there's a good chance many of us made some posts which we probably wish we didn't make. Now, clearing stuff up doesn't always mean it's gone, but at least it's available, you know, from necessarily the public eye. I know a lot of people do start cleaning up their Wikipedia, start cleaning up their Facebook, start doing a whole bunch of stuff on Twitter when they're thinking they're going to start going into a public office or have to go to a job. And cleaning up your post on Facebook is actually pretty a simple process. And you've got to just basically you log in, go to your activity log, manage your activity, and select your post. And there's a way to trash posts that you have made, take you out of the conversation. But just remember, Facebook keeps your deleted posts in a recycle bin for 30 days. So you still have some time to change your mind. And, you know, you woke up 2 or 3 days later and you're getting some feedback on something. Maybe we're getting a little too much harsh feedback. It's easy to go find that post and delete it. But comments and that type of stuff is a little harder to track down. So you can look at your activity log, review your timeline. It's a good time to review your privacy stuff as well when you're in there. So take some time, go over this article. Again, link will be in the show notes for you tonight. So can you believe it? Windows 95 and a much younger Bill Gates standing on a stage introduced Windows 95 to the world, and it was evolutionary for many of us. Windows 95 was an incredible operating system. It really, really was, and people stood in lines to buy Windows 95. It released on August 24th, 1995. Jay Leno helped launch the software alongside Microsoft co-founder Bill Gates with a lot of jokes and appearance of the entire Windows 95 development team on stage. Again, it was a huge day for Microsoft and really launched Microsoft into the era it is today. They had TV commercials blasting the Rolling Stones, Start Me Up, with the images of the new start button that we just about still use today. Microsoft even hired Jennifer Aniston and Matthew Perry to create an hour-long cyber sitcom all about Windows 95, and the software was so popular that 7 million copies were sold during the first 5 weeks. And again, at the time, we were running Pentium 486 processors, IDE or SCSI hard drives, double speed CD-ROMs, and of course Sound Blaster audio cards were the key elements of the day. And but again, the start button, the taskbar, made it a lot easier to discover applications. Now, and you know, Windows 95, in my opinion, was probably one of the best operating systems Microsoft has ever made. huge fan. I was a huge fan of Windows 95. And it was a 32-bit OS. Yes, 32-bit, not 64. And it supported long file names up to 256 characters or 250 characters. So that sounds like a basic feature today, but that was big. And remember, it had the MSN network. Oh my God. It was a really incredible time 25 years ago for Windows 95. I can't remember what I paid for it. I think I paid $249 or something like that for Windows 95. It definitely wasn't necessarily cheap, but no, it was a great time and just a little bit of nostalgia. For those of you that, you know, are Mac users or whatever, you know, it's, you know, that was a different period. And of course, you know, what are we running today? Windows 7 or not Windows 7, Windows Windows 10 or whatever that operating system is now. I don't even pay attention to numbers anymore, but it was a great operating system. So that was heavy bulletin board days for me. And boy, oh boy, the stuff that we did to still ink a little more memory out of our systems was huge. I can forget the operating system, the business operating system, Windows. Oh my God. NT or what was it called? I can't even remember. But anyway, Tim Cook has now led Apple for 9 years. And under his leadership, the company's gone from $400 billion to $2 trillion. And of course, in 2009, when then CEO Steve Jobs had taken extended leave of absence to address his pancreatic cancer, which ended up taking his life, Cook presided over the Q1 2009 financial call. And during that call, he uttered what was become known as the Cook Doctrine. It's a set of statements about how Apple will run. And Apple's really done some incredible things. They have revenues that are bigger than many countries. And the $2 trillion corporation, it's really, really remarkable. And they turn away thousands of projects and only pick a few. That's kind of the Apple way. I call the stuff that we do at Blueberry the Blueberry way. And it's starting to build momentum because we have followed a doctrine of how to build great podcasts, how to have sustainable long-term podcast. It's a methodology that we call the Blueberry Way, and it's very, very successful for podcasters that follow it. And finally, people are starting to understand that after this many years and us talking about this again and again and again, they understand what the key differentiator with our product and services to many of our competitors. I feel it's truly made part of our business more successful is this methodology. And Apple has kind of followed the same type of methodology. Now we're not as, you know, I'm a little itty bitty midget company compared to what Apple is doing. But, you know, there's some method to their madness there that I've appreciated over the years. Now you guys remember I started my show. I was a 100% Windows user, and still right here to the left of me, where I'm monitoring stuff going on, there is a Windows machine. There's a Windows machine that's running the live stream right now. And I kind of gave up Windows at a point a number of years ago out of frustration of some of the things I was having with some Windows machines. I was a hardcore Windows user for many, many years. And I know you pay a premium for Mac products, but there is a little bit. And for what I'm doing today, it solves my... It allows me to do what I want to do in the most efficient way. And that was worth the elimination. Of course, damn machine will probably quit this evening. So I'm here, I'm talking smack. But every computer has its problems. But knock on wood, my Apple experience has been pretty decent to date. Okay, so I'm going to switch gears here. It depends on where you live if you have freedom of speech. Facebook has blocked access to groups criticizing the Thailand king after government threat. Facebook's perspective on free speech depends on where in the world you're located. So let's think about this. Having a little bit of, I haven't been to Thailand in, whew, man, how long? Probably before 9/11. So probably, wow, long time. And, but one thing I've known about Thailand is it's in similar principles, you do not, it's like in the UK, you do not talk bad about the Queen. In Thailand, you don't talk bad about the King. And according to a report from The Guardian, the company's removed a Facebook group with more than 1 million members after it was threatened by the Thai government for violating local laws around defaming the ruling monarch. The group called the Royalist Marketplace was created by April, in April, by academic Pavan, I can't even, oh my God, Shaf, the name is 25 characters long. I apologize, by Pavan, a critic of the Thai government and its king, who now, and interestingly enough, lives in Japan. And it was restricted based on a legal request from Thailand's Ministry of Digital Economy and Society. So here is how it kind of works for local Thais, people that live in Thailand. You have to be very careful about criticizing the monarch. As in other countries, if you're a foreigner, you keep your mouth shut as well. You don't talk local politics. You don't talk about the local people that are in charge. You don't talk about local policies. You're a guest in those countries, and you keep your mouth shut because that's the way it is. Thailand has a strict law, has a law against criticizing monarch, punishable with 15 years in prison. And the government told Facebook, if you don't take the group down, you're going to have fines of $6,300 per day under the country's Computer Crime Act. So so now they're basically shutting freedom of speech down. So it depends on where you live. So again, once again, you want to try to make change happen on someone else's platform, it's really not possible because either you don't follow community guidelines or you come against some policy or you say something that they consider to be some sort of speech. So this goes on now, bigger and bigger. So would these groups have been more protected to have been on a foreign server somewhere, had some sort of chat group set up? Maybe. But at the same time, maybe they wouldn't have been as effective. So time will tell on these types of incidents. But I think we're going to see more and more of this where local governments come back to American companies and say, shut it down or else. And there's nothing you can do about it. You have to follow the local law. And a little bit of legal brewing. Fortnite, well, the Fortnite-Apple battle. Microsoft is now backing Epic in a court ruling. A court filing. And so basically, Microsoft has submitted a statement in support of Epic's request to keep access to the Apple SDK for its Unreal Engine. This is from the Xbox P3, one of the top guys at Xbox. Ensuring that Epic has access to the latest Apple technology is the right thing for gamer developers and gamers. Microsoft said denying Epic access to Apple's developer tools would prevent Epic from supporting the Unreal Engine on iOS and macOS and will place Unreal Engine in those game creators that built and are building and may build games on it at a substantial disadvantage. But Apple can just say, we apply our rules equally, and we won't make an exception. So we're going to see where this goes. But if you remember, Microsoft also runs Windows and Xbox stores where it takes a 15 to 30% cut, depending on the platform. So don't forget, Microsoft is not the only one, or Apple's not the only one that takes a cut of proceeds. T-Mobile is expanding the carrier's banking service to Sprint users. Those with Sprint are now able to take advantage of another T-Mobile feature. And of course, you know, everyone wants to be a banker now because there's more money in holding on to your money than there is anything else. So this originally started in 2018. T-Mobile Money functions as a regular bank, and they've got a couple of FDIC insured banks that do the actual holding of cash. But now if you're a Sprint user, you can get on that. They also offer a 4% annual interest rate on balances up to $3,000, so long as $200 is deposited into the checking account every month. The rate drops to 1% for every dollar above. Wow, listen to this. It offers 4% annual interest rates on balances of up to $3,000, so long as $200 is deposited in the checking account every month. The rate drops to 1% for every dollar above $3,000. So I guess the key is to have between $2,600 and $3,000 in there and pay some bill and deposit and keep that balance. Great, 4% is not bad. That's for a checking account. It's pretty good. So anyway, link will be in the show notes. Apparently, Zuckerberg reportedly warned Trump and the president and lawmakers about the rise of TikTok. So appears that Zuckerberg went on a private campaign talking to lawmakers and other officials about TikTok during trips to Washington, D.C. last year. At a private dinner at the White House in October, the tech executive apparently tried to convince the president that the threat Chinese internet companies pose to American businesses should be a bigger concern than reining in Facebook, according to a report Sunday from the Wall Street Journal. Of course, we know the president issued an executive order that would effectively ban ByteDance-owned TikTok, calling the wide use of such Chinese-based app as a national emergency. And, of course, TikTok has also now filed a lawsuit on that. So it's interesting here. You know, Zuckerberg doesn't have any competing products. Ha, 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 ha. So it makes you wonder, huh, just a little bit. Moving to entertainment, what's coming to HBO Max in September 2020? Got a list of the shows for you if you're interested. I'll have that up in the show notes. Also, if you heard the rumor that there is an asteroid that is supposedly going to hit the Earth on Election Day or prior to Election Day, the Michael Jordan-sized asteroid has a 0.41% of entering the Earth's atmosphere. Wow, that's pretty good odds. And yet the asteroid is scheduled to get uncomfortably close on November 2nd, or the day before. It may even enter our atmosphere, but it doesn't herald doomsday. They said asteroid 2018 VP1 is very small, approximately 6.5 feet, and poses no threat to Earth. It currently has a 0.41% chance of entering our planet's atmosphere, but if it did, it would disintegrate due to its extremely small size. So it's pretty small. So the doom and gloomers out there, yes, 2020 has been horrible, but at least from this asteroid, I don't think it's going to be a man-ending event. SpaceX is going to attempt a rare onshore Falcon 9 rocket landing this week. The rocket will follow a path not flown since 1960. Yes, it's a polar launch. Wow, that's interesting. They're going to launch an Argentinian Earth-observing satellite called SOCOM-1B. From Cape Canaveral, two smaller spacecraft, a commercial radar satellite called Sequoia, and a weather data site dubbed Gnomes 1 will also be along for the ride. So this is the first ground landing in the past 12 months. The rest of them have been out on their ship. So again, This will be the first polar launch since 1960 out of the Cape. These are usually launched out of off the West Coast. Seems easier to make that orbit. But the Rona has slowed things down so much that that's the reason why they're going to go to, well, that's why the launch is happening out of the Cape. Consolidate operations, I guess. The U.S. Army is testing out a human, U.S. Army is testing out a robot human buddy. It's basically a robot that The Army robot detects changes in the environment and relays that information back to a human soldier. So it's using LIDAR sensors, and it will monitor the area around it in 3D in real time, and it's going to look for changes. LIDAR is really cool. And if someone moves a little bit, depending on how sensitive it is, they'll be able to see if someone has moved. So maybe being able to see some sort of sniper or something to that effect. So, but the robot is paired with a human wearing augmented reality glasses. And so anyway, they're experimenting with this. The Army's research lab. I tell you, anytime you hear about a research lab, they do lots of cool stuff. Tesla wants to use motion sensors to keep kids out of hot cars. The automaker asked the FCC for a waiver to use a new kind of sensor in its cars to bring advanced detection systems to life. Now, what is this sensor? Well, it's one that requires more power. You do realize these sensors that they're using on these vehicles all have emissions. So this one is unlicensed for you know, using the public domain. So they're going to ask the FCC for a waiver to do the test. Higher power levels, depending on which frequency. Just remember, the more the power, the more damage. Samsung Week brings discounts on smart TVs, phones, and PCs, and more. So if you're looking to get a television or a phone or a tablet, lots of discounts this week. And it looks like they're trying to sell a lot of last year's models, but really good TV still. For instance, you can save up to $1,000 on the 85-inch Q950 TS 8K TV. Don't know how much that thing costs to begin with, but usually the higher the number, the higher quality. The latest model of the frame is now up to $200 off as well. They're going to have Galaxy Z Flip family or Galaxy Note 20 when you trade in an eligible device. And you can save up to $250 on a Samsung Galaxy S20 Plus. Well, these are new phones with no trade-in required. So some big savings here during this week. So good luck to all of you on getting savings on Samsung products. Taco Bell, the store of tomorrow, prioritizes cars by tracking you. The GPS tracks your arrival. Taco Bell's Go mobile stores will know when you arrive, and they'll have your order waiting in a dedicated rapid service drive-thru. That's one thing. Drive-thrus suck right now, because here, many of the restaurants are still closed. You can't go in. Only drive-thru. Drive-thru lines are ridiculous. Apple's reportedly reopening U.S. stores that closed amid rising COVID-19 cases. Some stores will open as soon as the end of August, according to Bloomberg News. So it doesn't say which, but they're going to reopen some of its stores that it had shuttered over the last couple of weeks. So temporary closures, now hopefully major reopeners. Apple is apologizing to WordPress. They had an app that basically was being banned, WordPress for iOS. A free app that connects you to the company's free open source content management system was basically banned. They said that, hey, it was about the money issue. And this iOS wasn't selling anything. And so it took them a few days to get things straightened out. Apple apologized. But once again, Apple was triggered because they weren't getting their 30% cut. Foxconn, you know who they are. They build a lot of iPhones. They're reportedly considering New Mexico factory. Interesting. Oh, not New Mexico. Foxconn reportedly considers a new Mexico factory over China. So they're looking at putting a factory in Mexico. And basically, it's to help counter the trade stuff that's been going on. And basically, they're going to make a decision later this year because they say that the new United States-Mexico-Canada trade agreement is very favorable for bringing iPhone manufacturing or Apple manufacturing to Mexico to avoid the China tariffs. So it's an interesting move here, interesting time we live in. I think I'd rather have people in Mexico building iPhones than people in China at this point, be honest with you. I'd rather those factories be in the United States, but I don't think that'll ever happen in any bulk. But I'd rather see the people south of us be able to get some of our money versus the Chinese. Amazon Go's cashless tech may come to Whole Foods as soon as next year. And of course, they introduced this cashless tech in 2016. It's been that long. And this technology, which is currently available in more than 20 Amazon Go convenience store locations, may be moving to Whole Foods. So I haven't been in a Whole Foods in 2-3 years. There isn't a Whole Foods close to me. Whole Foods is like shopping at Costco. You go in there, and it's automatically like $200. Or 400 or whatever it is, it seems to me always very expensive. So it's not one here. I don't even know where the closest one is. Maybe Ann Arbor or something, maybe 2 hours away. As I mentioned earlier, TikTok has sued the U.S. government over upcoming ban. The company says it hasn't been given due process among many other issues. So we'll see where this leads. Where did they file this at? They file it in California, or where did they file it? Hard to say. They don't say in this report where the lawsuit was filed. I think they would have to file it in District of Columbia, I would think, but I could be wrong. Zoom was down today, and schools got a digital snow day. So those of you on the East Coast, I had kids back in school. Zoom was partly down for part of the day. I never had an issue. I was in Zoom meetings all day. It didn't affect me. So, but some people had problems. Audible, if you like Audible, Audible has a new cheaper plan if you can do without the book credits. So basically, Audible's introducing a cheaper plan that includes access to get its exclusive audio content with $7.95 a month Audible Plus plan. You get the unlimited access to over 68,000 hours of material for more than 11,000 titles, including podcasts, audiobooks, and audio originals. So Audible Plus will be ad-free for the time being. And Audible will even strip ads from some third-party... Oh, strip ads. Whoa, that's new. Huh. That's very interesting. I'm going to save that for myself. I didn't notice that. That's a surprise. I should make some news tomorrow. But anyway, that's the report. So if you want a cheaper Audible plan, be aware. You guys like Bose headsets? Well, Bose has appointed its first female CEO. Lila Snyder will join the company on September 1st. And she was recently the president of global e-commerce at Pitney Bowes. And she was a partner at the consulting firm McKinsey. She has both a master's and PhD in mechanical engineering from MIT. Wow. Snyder will take over for Phil Hess, who stepped down as Bose CEO in March. So awesome. So very, very, very cool. So maybe some new design changes coming for Bose. Maybe they'll start looking cooler for the ladies. Wall Street Journal's Mark Zuckerberg. Oh, I already talked a bit about this. This is a duplicate article. I'll close that one. Polaroid has something called HiPrint. It's a pocket-sized printer for your phone for $99. I'm going to tell you a little something about these little printers. They're okay. I'm just going to use the word okay. the prints are very small. It's probably best for teenagers. It's not something that you want as an adult. And the paper costs a lot. So just be aware of that. Again, a little mobile printer. I don't know what the real true utility of these things are anymore, to be honest with you. Also, there's a Colorado startup dreaming up a return to supersonic flight. So they're building a single-seater supersonic jet. This is one of the first ones. It's going to be for commercial aviation. Super fast bad boy. Now, where you can fly it, I'm not quite sure because there are restrictions on where you can break the sound barrier. But this is going to be called the XB-1. Again, it's a single-seat test craft with flight plans next year. And it's early days. What happens in Colorado in 18 months could have lasting effects on how we fly. You know, again, very, very restricted zones on where you can go supersonic because of this sonic boom. You just can't go supersonic anywhere. Certain altitudes you can and so forth, but there's definitely flight corridors where you cannot make the ground shudder. All right, final article for tonight. The 10 best Chromebooks in 2020. There's a good list of them here. Asus and Lenovo really just clean up in a big, big way. So I have that in the show notes for you. Okay, do I have any email that's come in? I do not. Nothing's in. Geeknews@gmail.com. Do you guys have a conspiracy theory to send me? Again, the links to today's conspiracy theories will be in the show notes. It's been my pleasure to bring you the show today. It really has. And I hope that you'll take time to drop me an email. And I'm glad to be punching out of here just a little bit early tonight. Wrapping up the show at 8 p.m. Eastern time, which is nice. Gets me out the door here in about 45 minutes or so. But thanks, everyone, for watching the show or listening to the show. Thanks for being a subscriber. Don't forget about our sponsor, GoDaddy. It's been my pleasure bringing the show today. And I'll be back with you on Thursday with another episode of the podcast. And other than that, everyone take care. Be safe out there. Take care of the elderly. Watch out for the folks that are, most susceptible to Rona. Keep them out of harm's way. And stay safe. Everyone take care. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.